the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Patience is a virtue. It is, in fact, a fruit of the Holy Spirit. Our flesh, however, cringes at having to wait. We don't want to have patience. We don't like it. Yet the Scripture says, "Be patient until the coming of the Lord." This patience is embodied in St. John the Baptist. You know his story well. He was the voice crying in the wilderness. Elijah, who indeed came to prepare the way of the Lord. And people couldn't understand how he was not the Messiah. They didn't want patience or to wait anymore. As an excuse for this lack of patience, how easy is it to dismiss John as simply a fiery preacher? Isaiah describes him as a comforter, but we think of him with a pointy finger and a fierce insistence that we repent. In John's mouth, even the gospel sounds threatening. "I baptize with water for repentance," he says, "but the coming one will baptize with the Holy Spirit and with fire." The problem isn't in John. It's in you. The tension between law and gospel isn't in God or in his word. Rather, it abides in the tension between your two natures, one fallen and sinful, the other redeemed and holy. Baptism, Holy Spirit, and fire is all the same. It kills sinners and raises saints, and that hurts. Those who did not and would not repent do not receive the benefit of John's baptism. More than that, a lack of repentance and faith means the Lord's coming in grace and mercy would be their destruction. This is a hard word for proud sinners, and it does turn John's comfort into an alien work. It makes the comforter a stern and condemning figure. So why do you balk at the offer of grace? Is it because you like to think you should have a say in things, that there ought to be some fairness, that God should recognize your efforts? To bear no fruits of repentance, to live as if you matter most, is to reject the benefit of Jesus' baptism. If you will not fall upon the stone the builders rejected, upon the Lord Jesus himself, and be broken, if you will not repent and insist rather on your own way, he will fall upon you and crush you. John, for your sake, whether you like it or not, John, for your sake, is no reed bent in the wind for your amusement. He's a physician, doling out the medicine of immortality to those who need it. In no way, shape, or form is this actually bad news, even though it sounds bad. But that's because he's telling them they are dying and in need of his medicine. For those who do not repent, however, it doesn't change things or kill them. It just exposes them. It exposes their works for what they are. It exposes them as naked and guilty before God. They were dying, whether they knew it or not. And if they don't receive this medicine, if they will not repent and trust in Jesus, then they suffer not only dying, but also the awareness of their dying. As harsh as this sounds for the impenitent and the unbeliever, it is for you wonderfully good news. For you who have no pedigree and who have sullied yourself with sins, this is good news for you who are dying. God, in his mercy, raises up sons for Abraham from stones, from Gentiles and hardened sinners, and makes them to be his very own. He lays the axe to his own son and spares him not, in order that the Holy Spirit might make his home in you and bear fruit you don't even know. here is a baptism worth having, a baptism worth dying for, worth leaving death itself for. The baptism of Jesus in water, spirit, and fire. Thus he continues to send men like unto the Baptist in order to call you to repentance and proclaim the comfort and eternal life in Jesus. The medicine of immortality is still administered to you to fill you with the fruits of the Spirit, especially patience and endurance for the wait. For the Lord who is near is yet with you today in this place in his means of grace. John isn't worthy to carry Jesus' sandals, neither are you. Yet he washes your feet anyway. But John isn't the physician, is he? Jesus is. John is just the voice and means whereby the true physician comes to those whom he loves, comes even to you. In this, John is Advent's preeminent preacher for your sake. Be patient, therefore, for the coming of the Lord is near. In Jesus' name, amen.